the man that says what the people need to hear.
Somebody need to hear this.
That's right.
He's going to be bringing you the word each and every week. You better not only be ready, but stay ready.
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
The time is up. It's the moment you've been waiting for. He's here. It's the Raw and Uncut Podcast with Pastor Radden. Service starts now.
Amen. We're getting ready to start our Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Just waiting for the minute to go by. It's 5:59. Waiting for it to be 6 o'clock on the dot so we can go ahead into a word of prayer and go ahead into our Bible study. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. My Lord, my God, my Savior. Amen. 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 Thank you, God. Praise the Lord. Ah, yes, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our Wednesday night Bible study from Restoration Community Outreach Ministries. I am Elder Radden, amen, under the leadership of Pastor Tonetta Robinson and our overseer, our bishop, John Willie Robinson Jr., amen, a mighty man and a mighty woman of God. I thank God for having another opportunity to come before you, amen, to come with our Bible study on tonight. So I say greetings once again from Restoration, and thank you for tuning in, for those that are tuning in on Facebook Live. Amen, amen. We'll be talking about the Word of God on today and speaking the Word out of your mouth, speaking things into existence and talking, and how he used the Word against Satan when he was out in the wilderness. But let us go into a word of prayer and then we'll go into our Bible study. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for this day, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this Bible study on tonight. Father God, we bless your holy name, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you for watching over us and keeping us all the day long in Jesus' name. Thank you for watching over our family. Thank you for watching over our children in school, God, keeping us over the highways where we are driving to and from in Jesus' holy name, God. Lord, this Bible study, Heavenly Father, Lord, blessed Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that I will decrease and you shall increase in the mighty name of Jesus, because it's all about you. It's not about me, Father God. I pray, Lord, that the people of God will see you in me. Use me on tonight in Jesus' name to bring a mighty word. Father God, I pray that everybody that's tuning in can get something out of it, Lord. Bless your holy name. We love you. We praise you. We give you honor and glory. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Bless your holy name. Amen. Thank you, Sister Vicki Myers, for tuning in. Amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get started talking about using the Word of God, because we know that the words we use can come back on us. Amen. And I have taught on this before. I've preached on this before. It's something near and dear to my heart about speaking the Word of God. Too many times things come against us and we don't say anything. You know, Karen Clark Sheard had a song some years ago, maybe about 2017 or so, about speak. She had a beautiful song about speaking the word, and she said, "Don't let life shut your mouth. Whatever you're going through, speak the word. Put the word on it." Amen. And Jesus gave us the perfect example on how to do that when we're tempted of the enemy. Amen. A lot of times the devil don't care who he tempt. He don't care who he come after. He's doing all that he can to make you fall. He remembers when you was one of his best soldiers, when you was out there in the world doing any and everything. And now he done got upset and mad because you done gave your life to Christ and you walking upright and holy. And he's going to do all that he can, send his demons, his imps, and anything that he can to trip you up. But we're not going to let that happen, are we? Amen. Because we are children of the Most High God. And we're going to put the word on Satan. Amen. Hallelujah, God. In the 4th chapter of Matthew, when Jesus was in the wilderness, he was tempted by God. He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. So naturally, he was hungry, as the word says. It says, when the tempter came, well, first in verse 2, it says that he fasted 40 days and 40 nights and he was hungry. And when the tempter came to tempt him, he said, "If you be the Son of God, command these stones to be turned into bread." A couple of things right here. First of all, you know, Satan was in heaven when he was Lucifer, when he was an angel. He know all about it. He know who God is. And he's going to ask Jesus, said, if you be the Son of God, you know who he is. You're up here trying to tempt him. Hallelujah, God. And first of all, we can fast for just a couple of hours and we hungry, real hungry. This man of God fasted for 40 days. Jesus, the Holy One. Can you imagine not eating anything for 40 days? 40 days he fasted. So he was out there, you know he was hungry. And then Satan gonna have the nerve to say, if you be the Son of God, cast these stones in the bread. Now Jesus could have easily done that. He could have turned them into some hot butter biscuits. He could have turned them into whatever he wanted to. But see, Jesus put the word on them. So when we're tempted by Satan, we have to put that word on. That's why it's so important that you stay in your Bible as often, as much as possible, daily if need be. So you can have that word in your heart, because we're not going to always have that word in our heart. What's up, Tyrone? Amen, Elder Price. We're not going to always have that word in our heart. So that's why we're not going to always have it with us. We got to have it in our heart. So when he was tempted to cast these stones in the bread, Jesus went all the way back to the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 8:3, when it says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. He put the word on it. That's what you do when you get tempted of the Lord, of Satan. That's what you do. When he comes against you, you got to put that word on it. Hallelujah, God. No matter what that situation is, I know you got a favorite scripture. I know you got a favorite passage. I know you got a favorite book that you just love to read all the time, a scripture that you say all the time, and that's your scripture that will strengthen you. But whatever that situation may call and dictate, you got to put the word on them. And he put the word on by saying that man shall not live by bread alone, and we shouldn't. We should live by the word of God. Hallelujah. That's written, because he said it's written in the mighty name of Jesus. We got to speak this thing. You got to speak it in the atmosphere. Hallelujah, God. No matter what you're trying to do, you got to speak it and you got to believe what you speak. See, my man Tyrone right here is a great cook. Hallelujah, God. He's a great cook. Hash and rice, ribs, all of that type of stuff. And he's trying to get a business going. But see, he got to speak that thing in the atmosphere. That no matter how many obstacles come against him, he got to speak it and say that I'm going to have my barbecue business in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm going to be successful. It's going to work. And I'm going to have multiple locations. Hallelujah. I'm going to franchise even. He got to speak it out there in the atmosphere. Whatever it is that you're trying to do, if you're trying to go to school and become a nurse or whatever it is that you're trying to do, put the word on whatever it is you're trying to do and you say that's what's going to happen. But you have to believe that with all your heart, because Satan is going to do all that he can to stop you from becoming what you want to be or becoming what you want to do. You got to put that word on. I don't care what it is. Hallelujah, God. And see, it didn't stop there. After Jesus put the word on him, then he did something else. Hallelujah, God. Somebody trying to call me. Then he did something else. Now he's trying to tell him to jump from a high mountain. Hallelujah, God. Decline that. Jump from a high mountain. Now look, this mountain was like 300 and some feet high up in the air. And he wanted Jesus to jump. And so he took him to the holy city. And he says, cast yourself down. And now this is the thing. Satan tried to use the word against Jesus. If you can imagine that. That's why we say the devil knows the word too. Oh, he know the word. That's Psalm 91. What he about to say? He about to quote a part of scripture from Psalm 91. He said, cast thyself down. He said, for it is written. This is Satan talking about for it's written, mind you. He said, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and their hands shall bear thee up, lest any time thy foot shall dash against the stone. Satan is telling Jesus to jump and the angels to go catch him and carry him, that he won't dash his foot up against the stone. If you read Psalm 91, you'll see where we're coming from. And naturally, it's misused. He then took it all completely out of context, as always, because he's a liar. And we know that. And there's no truth in him. Hallelujah, God. He tried to put the word on him. So that's why you have to know the word of God. That's why it's so very important that you get that in your head, in your heart, and in your mind. You have to know the word of God, because Satan will have the nerve to try and tempt you with the word of God. The gall, the unmitigated gall of Satan to try and tell you what the word is. Hallelujah, God. That's why you got to know that word. Out of all people, he go try and tempt Jesus. My God. Hallelujah, Lord. And Jesus told him, he said, it is written again. That's what he said. It's written again. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Woo, my God. Putting a word on him. Speaking that word. Hallelujah, God, as we're going to get deeper into later on. And of course, the last time he told, had the nerve to tell Jesus to worship him. To bow down and worship him, and all of this can be yours, and all of this type of garbage. And he said that I will give you, he's talking about the kingdoms of the world. Look at verse 8. It says, again, the devil take him unto an exceeding high mountain and show him all the kingdoms of the world. As if Jesus don't know what they are. He made them. That's why you can't fool, boy, you can't fool Jesus. And showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. It's laughable. And said, the glory of them. And he said unto him, all these things will I. This is Satan. He said, I will give these things to you if you just fall down and worship me. Jesus put the word on him and said, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only thou shalt serve. We already know that. We know who we're supposed to worship. You shouldn't bow your knee down to nobody or nothing. The only knees you bowing down to is Jesus. Because what the word say in the last day, that every knee shall bow and every what? Tongue shall confess. I know I got some Bible readers on here tonight. Y'all know that. Hallelujah. We dare confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah, God. That's what you go be confessing. So all of them non-believers out there, all of them atheists, all of them scientists and all that believe that it was the Big Bang Theory and the universe came here, all of them that's coming against the Bible that says no way that a Red Sea can part and people crossed it and all of that type of stuff, all of them will bow down and say, yes, you, Jesus, you are Lord. Hallelujah, God. Because the word says that every knee shall bow. And it will bow because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name, God. Satan talking about what I will give you. Satan can't give me nothing. Nothing he can give me. I tell you that. Because that's one thing I tell you now. Hallelujah, God. That's one thing about it. And I heard a brother say one time in a men's conference a few years ago, he's no longer with us now, and Elder Price, I believe it was Brother Johnson, who said that, your brother, my God. What he said, somebody, me and Satan got one thing in common. We hate each other. We hate each other. So that's about the only thing me and Satan agree. I hate him and he hate me, and that's fine with me. My God, hallelujah, God. I can't stand him and he can't stand me, because I'm a walk for God. I'm a walk in his life. God chose me to live for him, and that's what I'm going to do with the help of the Holy Ghost every day. That's why I say strengthen yourself in prayer. Strengthen yourself with the word. Stay in that word of God, because the devil is tempting you. He going to do all that he can to try and pull you back to what he brought you out of. And don't go back into the muck and the mire in the mighty name of Jesus. Stay clean. Stay holy. Stay upright. Stay righteous in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Because see, the words that we speak, the Bible tells me, tells us that in Matthew 12 and 37, do you know now how important the words are that you speak? The word tells us that by for your words, you shall be justified. And by your words, you also can be condemned. These are the words that you speak. Why would you let words come out of your mouth condemn you to hell? Hallelujah, God. Don't let the words that you speak condemn you. Speak positive. Speak positive. Now, I know I'm about to come down on some toes right here, but it is what it is, because we got to be raw. We got to tell the truth. We're supposed to be speaking positive things. God has said, let our speech be seasoned with salt. We're supposed to be speaking good things, edifying to the ears of the listeners, and good things, positive things. But sometimes we'll mess around and say some things we don't have no business saying. Case in point, we just had a president that just got booted out of office for 4 years, that foolishness that he was in, and My goodness, how many good things that we have to say about that for my God, calling him an idiot and I mean, granted, it is what it may be. But the point is, that wasn't too many positive things we were saying about him nonetheless, because he didn't give us too many positive things to say. Ouch and whatnot. But we're supposed to be speaking positive words here. Positive words. I say the words that you use, let them be for justification, like the word says in Matthew 12 and 37. The words that you speak can justify you. We're supposed to be speaking positive. That's why if you praising God as much as possible, which we should be doing, praising God, magnifying, telling people about the goodness of the Lord, telling testimonies, telling people how God delivered you, where he brought you from, letting people know that it's not impossible, that you got a way out of that situation. Just give God praise. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is too hard for him. You can give up alcohol. You can give up smoking. You can give up foul language and all of that type of stuff. Just give it to God. Ask him. Be sincere about it and speak positive things. Hallelujah. You don't have to say those cuss words. A lot of Christians are good until they get mad. And I've said this several times with Restoration, and they know they've heard this several times before. A lot of us are good till we get mad. And see, then when we get mad, that's when I always talk about them four-letter words. Them four-letter words come out when we get upset. Now, you're good as long as you're not mad. But see, what does the Bible say about being angry? It says you can be angry, but what? Sin not. We can be angry. You ain't got to cuss because you get mad. There's too many other substitute words you can use when you're mad. Trust me, I know. Because I used to have a foul mouth. My tongue was just dirty and nasty. And God cleaned it up. And I thank God for that. Because I asked God to help me to clean it up. Take this out of my mouth. Take the taste of alcohol out of my mouth. Take the lust out of my mind for other women. Take that the lust out of my heart. You got to ask God. Whatever it is, ask God to do it. And he will do it. But you got to believe that he'll do it. Because nothing is too hard for God. But see, what I'm getting at. See, first of all, the Bible tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's Proverbs 18 and 21. Did Proverbs just say that my tongue has power? Do you know how much power that you have? Use the power that you have. Not physical power. Spiritual power. Use the words that come out of your mouth. Hallelujah, God. Use that for power. Speak things in existence that be not as though they were. Speak it. Things that look like it's impossible, things that look like it's not going to happen. Speak over your health. Speak over your family. Speak over your finance. Speak over your job. Speak over it. Speak over it. Hallelujah. And speak positive. It said there's life and death that's in the power of the tongue. You got power, saints of God. Use your power spiritually. Hallelujah, God. But you got to believe what you say and stand firm. Don't the Bible say let your yea be yea? Your yes be yes, and what? Your nay be nay. And you stand by and you mean what you say. Hallelujah, God. You tell that devil, no, whatever it is, it's going to be. See, you got to speak these things, whatever it may be. And just because it don't come right then and there, you can't give up. You got to keep pushing. You got to put one foot in front of the other, and you got to keep moving. I've said it before, and I say it again, what Martin Luther King said, if you can't fly, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. If you can't crawl, but do something, whatever you do, keep moving forward. If you can't fly, he said, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. No matter what, keep going forward. Keep moving. You don't sit still because things are not going your way. It's a lot of things don't go my way, but I haven't give up, and I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep tugging on heaven. I'm going to keep reaching out, pulling on the hem of his garment. I'm going to do all that I can do until it comes to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. You got to speak it, saints of God. You got to speak this thing. I've said it once. You've heard me say it about 100 times as I'm talking about, like, my children, for instance, and whatnot. As of right now, it don't look like they're nowhere preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Neither one of them. All four of them. Two daughters and two boys. They're good children. Good kids. I ain't got no problem with that. But where I would love for them to be is every time the church doors open. Every chance they get, they praying. Every chance they get, they fasting. They calling out the name of Jesus. All of that. They singing in the choir. They teaching Sunday school. Whatever the case may be. But you know what? I'm speaking it every day, or just about every other day, for my children to be preachers and teachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to follow in their grandmother's footsteps, to follow in their dad's footsteps, hallelujah, God, and to set a good example, hallelujah. I'm speaking that, hallelujah, God, because see, just the other day now, my son, and I love him dearly, my son, the boy that's named after me, my 22-year-old, That boy can be so negative when it comes to stuff. We've been having some car problems recently, and it's just, he says some of the most negative stuff. And I just, you know what? I said, man, just stop it, man. Everything got to be, just stop. All this doom and gloom, bro. Stop all this mess. But people out here dying and everybody young dying. I said, why, you ain't got no elderly people in here? I said, Mr. Scott, now he's 79 years old. He almost 80. I mean, you are like everybody just is in their 20s and 30s that's dying and all. I say people die every day. People are born every day. My goodness. You know, I always have a saying, and which we always know, whatever situation you're in, we always say it could be worse. We do say that, and it could be. A lot of times we say, well, it could be worse, so thank God we just got, you know. But you know what I always say? It could be better. I always say it could be better. Harold Reed, what's going on, Mr. Pittsburgh Steelers? I always say it could be better. No matter what the situation is, it could be worse, yeah, and it also could be better. I always try and be positive if I can. Always try and be positive no matter what. You don't have to take down. You don't have to take less for nothing. But there's life and death is in the power of the tongue that's in your mouth. Use your power. Hallelujah, God. That's right, Pastor. She said it. Use your power. Speak things. I don't care what it may look like. Health. Speak goodness on your health. Who got the last say? Jesus or the doctor? We already know the answer to that. Jesus has the last say so. Not the doctor, not man. You know how many testimonies of people out there that say they'll never walk again? And people out here walking, not less than they walking, they running, they jogging, they doing all things, when the doctor said that they'll never run again or never walk again. But Jesus has the last say so. And you have to speak it and get with some people. We talked about, I'm on a Zoom meeting with some of the baddest brothers on the planet. And we were speaking some things on last night. We were talking about that, trying to encourage young people and young men of God that just gave their life to Christ or whomever told them to hang in there. And the one of the advice that one of the pastors gave was surround yourself with good people. People that's going to speak positive words in your ears. People that's going to speak in the atmosphere positive things. Pray for you, encourage you, strengthen you daily. And that's what you need. When I first got saved, when I was a deacon in training, before I became a deacon, back before Bishop was the bishop, when he was Pastor Robinson, we used to talk every day on the telephone. Every day. My mentor, every day. It was to the point where even pastor would clown us sometimes and say, boy, y'all act like two little schoolgirls. Y'all just always talking. Bishop talked to me every 7 days a week. I either called him or he called me. First of all, this joining Christ, they was new to me. I only been saved for a few months. And I thank God that my bishop, then that was Pastor Robinson, took time out to shape me and mold me. And on top of that, I had some of the baddest brothers on the world that I worked with at the City of Columbia. Good, strong Christian brothers, speaking positive things, challenging me, saying things and looking up word. The Bible says this, and the Bible says this, or what does it say in the Bible, so and so? And man, we just flipping it. Oh my God, I miss those days. I miss those days being in Deacon Larry Boyd's office and me and some of the other brothers, Elder Price and Elder Jerry Jenkins and so many other brothers, Douglas, Minister Douglas. It was so many of us that we was in that room doing the word of God, and these was real brothers. And I thank God for that. Speaking positive things. And that's what you have to do. Ladies, you got to find you a positive sister. Hallelujah, God. Somebody to get with, to encourage you. You yourself can be somebody's prayer warrior. You be a prayer partner, whatever the case may be. I know sometimes Elder Price would like to clown me. Sometimes tell me, well, what's a warrior? What's a prayer warrior? And I said, well, you know, a prayer warrior is, we know, you know, like a warrior, a fighter. See, a warrior is somebody who don't mind going into spiritual battle. Somebody who don't mind praying. Somebody who don't mind praising. Somebody who don't mind worshiping. And will worship at any time, day or night. And where they will specifically worship for you or praise for you if you need that. If you need them to pray for you, they will pray for you at any time. You can call people at 2, 3 in the morning if need be. Ain't nobody going to tell me, call me back later. If you are a real man or woman of God, if somebody really needs you at that hour, you will pray for them. You will shake the cobwebs off, put on a pot of coffee if you drink it or whatever it is that you do, and still got to get up for work in a couple of hours. That won't bother you. That's what prayer warriors do. And see, that's what we need to be. We need to be that light for others that need us in the mighty name of Jesus to speak positive things, not the negative, but positive. Power is in your tongue. Use it in the mighty name of Jesus. And to be, see, I speak things daily, but you know what though? I also speak death. Huh? What? Yeah, I speak death because it says there's power and life in the death in the tongue. Power, and there's power in the tongue of life and death. And you know what I speak death over? I speak death over being in debt. I speak death to debt. I ask God to kill it in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak death to living paycheck to paycheck. Kill it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Cast it to the dry places in Jesus' holy name, God. I speak death to it. So yes, you can speak death. Speak death to negative things. Speak death to those things. Anything that's negative that the devil is trying to use against you, speak death to it. Ask God to kill it. Ask God to shut the door on it, to close it forever. And then I speak life over finances. I speak life over my wife, over my children. You got to speak life over your loved ones in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter how far it looked like they may have strayed away, you speak life over it. I speak life over my finances. I speak life over my health. I pray to God that I always be in my right mind and in good health. Hallelujah, God. See, speaking life, I pray that my wife be in her right mind and in good health, that she will worship God and put God first at all times. Be submissive to the Holy One of God. Hallelujah, God. That my wife, God will order her steps and keep her covered with his blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Spouses must pray for one another. Spouses must pray for one another. What up, Terry Gilmore? What up, bro? Thank you for tuning in. Spouses must pray for one another. Lift each other up. Pray with one another. Hallelujah. When time permits. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name. I always hear pastor and bishop say they're always praying together, coming in agreement, being on one accord. You have to speak these things every day as much as possible. Speaking life. Now, speaking death to negative things. You tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Then speak death to it. Ask God to kill it. That you will have more than enough. That it'll be a tsunami, a flood, a storm of finances coming your way in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Because you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are the lender and not the borrower. I don't care if you're in debt by $1 million. You are still the lender and not the borrower. You got to put it out there. Hallelujah, God. You are blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed coming in and blessed coming out. And you got to speak that word daily. Hallelujah, God. I say my wife and I, we are both are blessed coming in and coming out. We are the lender, not the borrower. Hallelujah, God. You got to speak those things. Bless your holy name, God. Even my grandchildren that are ages 7, 1, and just 2 months old, I speak over their lives as well, that they too will preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they will give their lives to Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That God will keep them covered with your blood. You speak over your children and your grandchildren and your family members. Hallelujah. Close friends, co-workers, classmates. Speak over them. Don't leave nobody out. Hallelujah, God. Don't leave nobody out. You speak positive over them. And if they're not saved, you pray that they get saved, that they will accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. See, speaking it in the atmosphere. And next thing you know, they'll come and tell you that they done gave their life to Christ. And when they do, you say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. It ain't nothing that you done did. It ain't nothing that you did. The Holy Spirit gave it, and you give glory to God for doing it. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name, Jesus. My Lord, my God. That's right, Sister Goodman. Speak it into existence. And that's what you have to do. And when you speak it, you believe it. I don't care how much sand the person is raising. I don't care if he cussed out somebody daily. I don't care if they got sticky fingers of stealing. Whatever it is, that there can be a man or woman of God. Didn't God call Gideon in the book of Gideon and said, man of valor? And oh, me. Boy, pastor just talked about that thing Sunday. My God. Hallelujah, God. That's an awesome story in the book of Judges about Gideon. Amen. But God will call you. And see, that's what you got to do. You got to speak life over people. If somebody, you don't call them a man of God, a woman of God, they might don't know, because there was a time in my life I never would have thought that. My son, 22 years old. Look like he ain't nowhere near a pulpit. Nowhere near it, a million miles from it. Guess where I was at when I was 22 years old? A million miles away from it. Cussing, fussing, fornicating, sleeping around, doing all kind of foolishness. Long before I met my wife. Living together in sin with a female out there in the state of Kansas and all that type of foolishness. They ain't have, you talking about didn't have church address. Didn't even go to church on Sunday. Sunday was another day. Just like today. What's the day? Wednesday? Sunday was just like this. Wake up, nothing. Don't feel nothing. Didn't even think about going to church. Didn't even think about it. Getting ready to watch football. If it wasn't football season, getting ready to watch something and whatnot. And coming off of a terrible hangover, no doubt, from Saturday night. Was a million miles away from it. Well, look where I am now. Look what God have done. And I know he can do that for my children as well. I know he can. That's why I speak that, because I believe it. that both of my daughters and both of my sons will be mighty men and women of God and my grandchildren in Jesus' holy name, because I speak it every day. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know what God's plans is. Until God tells me something different, I'm going to speak it. Hallelujah, God. Pray for your leaders as well. Speak light, speak positive over your pastor. Hallelujah. Men and women, they have faults too. Nobody said pastors was perfect. And see, that's almost going into a whole another lesson. But see, for those people that are tuning in and whatnot, let me tell you something about that. Only God can judge me. When you're trying to tell somebody to do right or to stop doing what they're doing, and they want to get nerve to try and snap back and talk about, you can't, only God can judge me. That's what you don't want. Because once God judge you, it's over. Done. You better listen to what I'm trying to tell you, that you have another chance. Because once God says, depart from me, you sinner of iniquity, I know you not, it's over. You can cancel it. There's no second chances. Talking about only God can judge me. I'm like, boy, the worst thing Tupac could have did was come out with that song, Only God Can Judge Me. Yeah, people been saying it for years, but that just amplified it when he came out with it in the late 90s and whatnot. And people got shirts and Only God Can Judge Me. You better be careful with that. You better listen to what people are trying to tell you, because the book of Matthew tells you that I got the right to tell you that when you're wrong. The only thing is, I got to take the speck out of my eye so I can see the log in your eye. But the point is, I got, that means I still got a right to tell you what's wrong. I got to be straight, though. That's all. How in the world I'm going to condemn you to something and I'm doing wrong? That's all what it is. But the point is, we have a right, you have a right to tell people when they're wrong. If they tell my only God can judge you, say, so you better watch that. Do you know what you're talking about? Tell my only God can judge you? That's what I'm talking about. See, people are speaking these things and don't know what they're talking about. Be careful with the words. Like I say, your words, the word the Bible said in Matthew 12 and 37, that you can be condemned by the words that you speak. You are held accountable. Let's go to Proverbs 13 and 3 right quick, and you go see what it's talking about. Only God can judge. Yeah, he gonna judge you, all right. And once he do, the Bible also says whoremongers, then God will judge. Okay? What you think that means when it says God go judge him? Out of there. Liars. All of that type of stuff. So stop saying that stuff, man. Let somebody correct you. And don't be afraid to correct somebody, but do it in love and do it in a tactful way. Amen. Because you don't want to drive nobody away from Christianity, from accepting Christ as their Lord and Savior. It's ways you can talk to people to bring them in. Let's say what love and kindness have I drawn thee. It's ways that you can talk to people to get them to try to stop what they're doing or slow down or do something. You need to stop that, bro. Because if you die like that in your sins, you close your eyes for the final time, you won't make it in, bro. You got to stop that. And you got to let them know. 13 and 3, Proverbs, it says, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that open wide his lips shall have destruction. See, it says that if you keep your mouth, you keep your life. On a serious note also, we see a lot that's going on out here in this world with people getting pulled over by police, and we know that a lot of people are losing their lives. Look, ain't nobody saying that you weak by compliance, okay? You don't have the right to search my car. I know my rights. Look here. They want to search that car, they go get in that car. You better stop that foolishness, fooling around with these police officers. You keep your hand on the steering wheel and you be respectful and you let them know every move that you're about to make. And sadly, that still have cost some people their life. People have had their hands up and still got shot. But one thing you can do to de-escalate the situation is keep your mouth shut. All of this, I know my rights and all of this type of stuff. All right, now. You go tick off the wrong one, because they ain't trying to hear that mess. You know, so look here. We can go really deep into that. What I'm trying to tell you, you get pulled over by the police officer, be compliant, be respectful, and don't escalate. Don't go tit for tat. Don't go toe for toe, because in the end, you're not going to win now. Because if he called back up and he called himself, go snatch you out the car and all, I mean, then it's a thing. It can be a mess. And sadly, you know, it can end tragically. Speak life, saints of God. Speak life. You have the power to do so with the words that you speak. Hallelujah, God. Speak over your health. Speak over your family. Speak over your finances. Speak over your job. A lot of you might be in situations at your job where it just seems unbearable. Speak over it. Ask God for a change, a positive change. because you can mess around and get a bigger fool than what you got in there. If that person is acting like that, you know, I might could have used a better word than saying fool, but you know, some people really act up because they got a little position. Pray about the situation. Ask God to fix it. Either move me or move them. Positive change, Father God. That's what we need here. You pray for that. That thing to happen. Pray to God to keep your tongue. If you've done gotten written up before for saying some things, I'm not talking about bad words, just going back, there ain't no need going tit for tat. If you can do something respectfully. Do something spiritually. Remember, you are a child of the Most High God. You got to set the example. Let the God fight your battles. Didn't he say the battle is mine? And we got to give it to him. Put them scriptures on there. Binding up things and loosening things. That's why, and also, Jesus wants to hear the word of God. Sometimes he knows the word, but he tell him, Father God, your word says in Matthew 18 and 18, what's bound on earth is bound in heaven. What's loose on earth is loose in heaven. I bind up being in debt. I bind up paycheck to paycheck living. I bind up bad health in the mighty name of Jesus. I loose financial prosperity. I loose having more than enough. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name, God. I loose this thing. For God to just come in, favor be over my life. Hallelujah, God. Your holy favor be all over me in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your holy favor. Start thanking God for things that haven't even happened yet. Thank you for being debt-free, God. Thank you for my debt-free blessings and my overflow in the mighty name of Jesus. Like Jabez said, enlarge my territory in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. There is a balm in Gilead. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, God. There's healing out there. Hallelujah, God. Spiritual healing, God. Physical healing in the mighty name of Jesus. You got to speak these things. You got to be positive, positive, positive. Don't be doom and gloom. That ain't nothing. That's what the devil wants you to do. Don't we always say pity party? Who wants a pity party? Well, you sitting around moping and complaining all the time. No, that ain't gonna get you nothing complaining. God don't want to hear that. Remember we talked about this about a month ago about Jesus never did ask you for a lot or anything. He said to have the faith of what? A mustard seed. What's up, Andy? What's going on, bro? He said, have the faith of a mustard seed. He didn't say have a whole. He didn't say have the faith of a mountain. But he said, if you just have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move what? You can move mountains. Just a little bit of faith. Just have some. Something. To give Jesus something to work with. Because the word of God says without faith, it is impossible. Hebrews 11 and 6. It is impossible to please him. Have some faith. My God. That's all. Just give him something to work with. You give God something to work with, and he will work it out. I like that. Give God something to work with, and he'll work it out. Yes, he can do anything, of course. But he wants to know if you believe. And you can't trick him, because he know your heart. Remember we talked about that? He knows your thoughts are far off. Remember we talked about that a little while ago? He knows what you're thinking before you think it. It says he knows your uprising when you stand up. He knows when you lie down. He knows everything. He knows you're coming and going. He knows all of that. Bless your holy name, God. My Lord, my God. Speak these things, saints of God. Hallelujah, God. Speak over your spouse. You know you got favor, especially talking to men, because the word of God says you have favor. They say a man that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor from the Lord. So men that are married, you are favored. That's why I say stop all that shacking up. Stop all that foolishness. Shacking up ain't no one in the Bible. The Bible says he honors marriage. So stop all that mess. See, I got a right to tell you that. Ain't nobody judging you. Well, you used to do it. You said the right word. U-S-E-D, used to. Years ago. Me and my current wife, yes, right now. Been married for 21 years. 21. But we got a 22-year-old son. So you do the math. Look here. That's enough of my business. I always tell it anyway. Speak life. Speak positive. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right, Pastor. Speak it. Hey, Colleen. Speak it. Britt Nice. What's going on, young lady? Speak it. Speak it. Don't let life close your mouth. I don't care what situation it is. How much it hurts. You speak life over that situation. Speak it into existence, as Sister Goodman said a little while ago. Speak it. Speak over your children. No matter how it seems, how wayward they may be, how far to the left or to the right they may be. Pull them back in. Somebody was praying for you when you was out there. Don't act like you was Mr. and Mrs. Goody Two Shoes. I always tease Deacon S. Richardson about that all the time. Don't act like you were Mr. and Mrs. Goody Two Shoes. You had some issues. You had some faults. You may didn't club. You may didn't cuss folks out or whatnot, but you had something. You had a grudge issue. You had a jealousy issue. You had a gossip issue. You had something because you wasn't nowhere near perfect, and you still ain't perfect now. And Lord knows I ain't. As I said it before, if I'm so perfect, you don't need to pray to Jesus. You can just pray to me. I get you everything you need. But if you know what I know, you better not. Because didn't the word just say, you better, the only person you better worship is God. That's who you pray to. That's who you praise. That's who you worship to. There ain't nothing I can do. God can only use me as a vessel, and I can pray for you, and I can speak things into existence. And when it happens, we give God the glory. Don't give it to me. You ain't gonna get me punished by my God and trying to pump my head all up because I said that you be healed and the sickness is gone, the cancer is gone, the tumor is gone, whatever it is gone. Because I done spoke it, the words out of my mouth, but it was the power of God that did it. And give God the praise for it. Hallelujah. Not man, because it's nothing that I did. Bless your holy name, God. Some people have the gift of healing. And if you have that gift, you be sure to give glory to God because your head can get real big. Because you done touched and laid hands on some folks, and that ailment that they had is gone. My grandson, they number barely 2 months old, if that, got some cysts on his kidneys. He was in the womb with it. And I'm praying daily that God take them cysts off his kidneys in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. And he got to go to the doctor after a while and brought another couple of weeks so they can look at his kidneys and see what's going on there. And I pray to God ain't nothing there. And I believe it because God is a healer. That's what he do. He heals. And I believe that. Hallelujah, God. And once again, if by whatever chance, whatever reason, the sister's still there, am I going to stop? Am I going to be discouraged? Is my head going to go down? He's living. He's peeing. He's using the bathroom. He's doing everything he's supposed to do with the sis. I'm just praying that God get the sis off his kidneys. Hallelujah, God. And I'm going to still keep praising until it happens. Let me tell you something. My brother died of cancer a couple of years ago. I prayed God that God will heal that man. My God, I spoke it every day. Heal my brother because I know you can. He's steady losing weight. 100 pounds. I mean, you know, he was, oh boy, 180 pounds, 170 pounds, 160, 150. He's steady losing weight. And I'm still yet praying, Father God, heal him. I know you can. He got all the way down to 100 pounds. Basically, my flesh wanted to say, you know, it is completely and totally over. But at that point, I even asked him to get his life right with Christ. He said he did. He made peace. He gave his life to Christ. At that point, that's where I was happy at. That's the main thing. If God decides to take you, at least you done gave your life to Christ. That's the main thing. That's what I was concerned about. But the point is, I don't care how much weight he was losing. I was still praying God, praising God that God would heal him. God decided to take him. Did I get mad? No. That was my one and only brother, a blood brother, that is. My one and only sibling, it was just two of us. He was 13 years older than me. He gave me my name, Dakota. He the one who named me and whatnot. That hurt, of course. That hurt. My brother's gone, my mother's gone, my dad gone. Everybody I grew up with in this household that I'm in right now has passed away and gone. I'm left to carry the torch and the mantle. And I pray that God will continue to order my steps and I'm going to speak positive in the mighty name of Jesus. My mother was bedridden for the last 3 years of her life. I pray God that God will get her back up and start walking again. But see, it's God's will that be done, not who, not mine. I realize that, and I don't have no problem with that, and that's what you got to come to grips with. It's God's will that be done, not ours. He knows best. It hurts, but he knows best, and that's what we got to go with as long as we go follow him. The main thing is you stay on that straight and narrow path, and you keep pushing, you keep walking, you keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you will get to your destination. Praise God, we're going to go into a word of prayer. What's up, Tony Randall? Everybody, thank you for tuning in the mighty name of Jesus. If anybody needs prayer, for those of you that are on Facebook, please hit me up. Hit me up on Messenger or whatnot, and we can pray. I can pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever vice that you have, whatever you're trying to get rid of, whatever you're trying to stop doing, what you need to start doing, or whatever it is that you want to do, hit me up on Messenger, and I can pray, and we can put it up in the atmosphere, and I can speak, and we can speak positive things. We can believe together and watch it come to pass. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you in Jesus' holy name, God. We thank you for all of those that have tuned in tonight, Father God. We give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus because you are worthy to be praised in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for all of those, once again, that tuned in tonight. Bless each and every last one of them. Bless those that want to tune in but couldn't because of whatever reason they were working or whatever reason it may be, Father God. Continue to order their steps and bless them in Jesus' name, God. I'm speaking life over Christians right now in Jesus' name, God. I'm praying that many today will repent and accept you as Lord and Savior in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Thank God for all the preachers. Thank God for all the women and men of God in Jesus' name, praising your holy name, God. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We give you honor. We give you glory because you are worthy to be praised in Jesus' holy name. Amen. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. If you have it in your heart to want to bless our ministry, you can at $RCOM. That's R-C-O-M. That is Restoration Community Outreach Ministries. It's $RCOM 1999. Hallelujah. $RCOM 1999. Bless your holy name. Thank God for you for tuning in and speak positive. Amen. And thank God for my pastor and my bishop. Keep your leaders in prayer. Speak positive over your family and everybody else. Amen, amen, amen. God bless each and every last one of you. If you so desire, please come out and join us at 2208 East Boundary Road. That's off of Percival Road. We'll be glad. We practice all safety guidelines, temperature checks, hand sanitizer. If you don't have a mask, we'll provide one for you. We got them sitting right there. We just come in and we just praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, God. And if you're not thinking about getting vaccinated, be part of the solution and not the problem. But that's your decision to make. I done got my shots twice. Amen. God bless each and every last one of you. Amen.